Well, we welcome you here today. My name is Pastor Andy.
我好多謝今日見到大家，我嘅名叫安國力牧師。
As you can see, we are continuing with some renovations.
你會見到我哋教會咧繼續不斷嘅係而家進行緊裝修。
And it's an opportunity so that we can do and leverage ministry not only to our neighborhood but to our friends and our family.
呢啲嘅裝修咧，都希望我哋可以令到我哋呢間教會更加可以去帮助到我哋做嘅事工，不单止系我哋教会，亦可以帮到我哋嘅邻舍，让佢哋接触我哋教会。
And as you can see, there's no doors, and so if the music's too loud, all you got to do is go in the foyer, or those that want to hang out, you're gonna need to go downstairs because I'll speak too loud.
如果你见到咧，而家冇门嘅，咁所以咧，如果呢个音乐系太大声咧，大家可以走落去下边土库度倾偈都得。
But in all honestly, thank you for your grace and patience as we continue to leverage our ministry space here to bring hope to the world.
咁呢度好多谢大家你哋嘅忍耐啦，你哋嘅喺当中嘅支持，让我哋可以喺教会里边咧做得更好。
And every week we do sermon notes. We hope that you have grabbed one so that you could make the most out of today for this week as well.
咁希望咧，大家咧手上咧已经有我哋嘅讲道笔记，好使你今日听完讲道之后咧，可以翻去再去讨论。
Have you ever been in a room full but perhaps lonely inside?
你有冇试过喺一间房里边系好多人，但系咧每个人心里边咧系好孤单？
Maybe there's been a room or a place where you feel like you didn't fit in or you thought that this place isn't for me.
你会觉得去到呢间房嘅里边好似格格不入，好似同佢哋唔系好倾得埋。
As a pastor, I heard this over and over again in a context of a church I was working in.
其实我作为牧师咧，都试过经历到呢啲人哋问我呢啲嘅问题，都有呢啲嘅处理。
There was this one girl, her name was Nelia, she was a 50-year-old widow.
咁有位女士咧，佢嘅名叫做 Nelia， 佢系一位寡妇，佢已经系超过50岁啦。
She just moved from Toronto to Vancouver.
咁佢啱啱从多伦多咧移居去到呢个温哥华居住。
And she had a 3-bedroom penthouse in downtown Vancouver.
咁佢喺呢个嘅温哥华市中心咧，喺一个嘅阁楼上边咧，有一间三房嘅一个嘅豪宅。
And one day at church, she said, "Andy, I would love to host a small group in my home in downtown."
咁有一日咧，呢位女士咧同我讲，佢话：啊 ，Andy 啊，我好想将我呢间嘅地方咧，就系打开俾其他人嚟去开呢个小组。
And I'm looking for like-minded people to meet and just go over the sermon notes. This is a true story, by the way.
咁咧，我咧好想咧同一啲嘅志同道合嘅人咧一齐去讨论关于教会嘅啲。呢啲嘅講道筆記，我哋開個小組，呢個係一件真事嚟噶。
A week later, a gentleman named Bill was a Christian businessman who worked downtown.
咁另過咗一個禮拜之後咧，另外有一位弟兄叫 Bill， 佢係喺市中心咧係一位商人嚟嘅。
And he came to me and said, "Andy, is there a small group downtown that I could be a part of? Because I want to get to know like-minded people in the downtown core."
咁呢位 Bill 咧同我講，佢話。我好想咧同一啲嘅志同道合嘅一啲嘅商人咧一齐开个小组，有冇啲咁嘅人啊
？That same day at the coffee house at this church, a couple from Sweden who moved to Yale Town were looking for a home group downtown.
咁喺同一日咧，有一位嘅有一对嘅年轻嘅夫妇 Teresa 同埋 Joel 咧，佢喺呢个瑞典咧移民嚟呢度，咁佢哋咧喺个 Yale Town 呢个地方咧有一个嘅 apartment。
And then I had a meeting with a young adult. His name is Max, a young professional, educated, wealthy young adult.
咁咧有一位嘅年青才俊啊，叫 Max 啦。咁佢咧就喺呢度嘅居住。
And he was looking for a small group, a home group downtown, because he had a hard time finding quality relationships.
咁咧佢自己咧好想喺呢个嘅市中心咧，会揾到一啲嘅同佢啱倾嘅人。开个小组
，and then that same week I get an email from a woman named Glenda。
咁喺同一个礼拜咧，有一位女士，佢嘅名叫 Glenda， 咁佢嚟联络我。
Same thing, she's asking for a home group。
咁佢同样佢都系问有冇一啲小组啱佢啊
？And she tells me that she's just gone through a very difficult divorce with her husband and looking for Christian community。
咁佢啱啱咧就系处理咗离婚，咁佢而家好想咧。 就同一啲嘅朋友咧一齐开个小组。
So I thought as a pastor, I will make an announcement. If there's anyone in the downtown core of Vancouver, we're going to start home groups.
咁咧我就听到咁多人有咁嘅要求啦，我即刻喺教会里边讲话，有冇人愿意喺呢个嘅市中心里边开个小组咧
？And I had 35 people show up to this meeting over coffee, looking for a small group downtown.
当我宣布咗之后咧，有35个人咧没有回应，就愿意嘅嚟到呢个嘅市中心咧。
And so we all got in a circle and shared our name and what type of home group we were looking for.
咁跟住咧，我哋就围圈啦，大家坐低，自己讲自己嘅名，介绍自己。
And in my pastoral mind, I'm like, this is amazing. We could have like 3 or 4 different home groups downtown and reach downtown for the Lord.
咁咧，作为牧师咧，我好兴奋啦，因为有咁多人回应。咁我哋咧有35個人咧，即係可以開到成3、4嘅小組都得。
So after the meeting, I said I'd follow up with everyone.
咁跟住開完咗第一次會嘅時候咧，我就會同每個人跟進。
Glenda was the first one to reach out to me.
咁咧呢位女士 Glenda 咧係第一位同我。
And she said, Andy, love what you did, but there's no home groups downtown that I actually like.
咁佢就好老實同阿 Andy 講，就話我好想有个小组，但系咧呢班人咧，我觉得好似唔系同佢哋咁夹。
I'm actually looking for singles that are my age and stage to get to know。
咁其实咧，我系揾紧一啲嘅单身嘅人，同我年龄差唔多，同埋我哋嘅生命嘅阶段差唔多，我可以认识佢哋。
And no joke, quote unquote, do you have any single men that are 50 years of age?
咁佢好老实、好直接同我讲，有冇啲系单身嘅50岁嘅男士？
佢可以去 that home group，
因为佢好想咧去呢啲嘅小组去认识。
And then Max is saying to me too.I don't feel like there's a home group for me because I'm looking for more networking and around business.
咁咧，阿 Max 同樣就問我，佢其實唔係去揾一啲咁嘅小組，佢想一啲嘅係一啲佢可以去聯絡，可以幫助佢嘅事業嘅一啲嘅人。
Teresa and Gerald from Sweden said there is no one at the same age and stage of life.
咁啊。呢對嘅年青夫婦 Teresa 同 Gerald 咧，佢哋就係話：咦，喺當中冇一啲同佢差唔多年齡，或者係想一齊組織家庭嘅呢啲嘅嘅後生嘅結咗婚嘅人咧，冇乜喎，揾唔到喎。
And poor Nila, who opened up her million-dollar penthouse condo to us.
咁咧最慘咧就係呢位女士 Nila 咧，佢願意去打開佢呢個豪宅咧。希望有一個小組喺佢屋企。
Who is a widow and willing to make us great food every week？
咁咧，佢係一位寡婦，佢願意咧去為大家預備好嘅食物，希望佢哋會嚟。
Even though I had a room filled of people who wanted home groups, I could not fill Nelia's home。
雖然咧有一班咁多人想有一個嘅小組，但係咧冇人願意嚟到 Nela 嘅屋企去一齊去有一個小組。
You see, sometimes we want things, but not necessarily understand what we need first.
好多時我哋有啲嘢好想有，但係我哋唔知道有啲咩我哋係我哋需要做嘅。
You see, loneliness is a spectrum of relationship and realities of life.
其實呢個嘅孤單咧，其實係一個嘅我哋嘅。不同的年纪和岁数是一个的图谱。
And so you might be in this room just like Nelia, who maybe are in the third part of their life, but asking yourself, what's the meaning of my life? You might feel alone or isolated.
咁好似呢嗱个例子就是佢已经去到人生阶段的可能已经是3/4。咁佢的需要，佢而家呢个时候孤独，佢应该点做呢？
Or maybe you're younger and you're asking yourself, how can I find quality relationships?
咁如果你后生嘅话，你可能喺你嘅阶段嘅时候，你会问点样可以得到一个好好嘅一个优质嘅关系咧
？Well, this leads us to our third value as a church is to create room for us to encounter the Holy Spirit.
而呢个咧带到去我哋今朝早上会探讨嘅呢个嘅题目就系点样嘅去营造一个嘅空间。
At the very essence of who we are and what we need is the Holy Spirit living in our lives.
就是我们是哪一个，我们的身份是哪一个， 我们是我们需要，我们在神的里面怎样得到满足。
So we have to ask ourselves, who is the Holy Spirit?
那我会第一个问就是，边个是圣灵呢？
This is the Holy Spirit that lives within you today.
这个就是圣灵在我们心里面居住的位置。
The first thing we see is that the Holy Spirit actually hovers around the cosmos.
现在第一样，我想告诉大家听，就是圣灵是运行在我们的宇宙之上。
This means that the Holy Spirit dwells amongst our world.
即是说圣灵其实在我们周围里面是居住。
There's a creative aspect to the Holy Spirit, and he's present everywhere at all times and working at all times.
即是说他在不断的在我们的周围里面有他的创造，无论是边时边刻他都在做。
This means that the Holy Spirit is not just an experience or to encounter, but that God is active and present and living in everyday life.
而这个就代表着不单止他是存在，而是他在无时无刻都在当中是工作。
And then we see that the personhood of God, which includes the Holy Spirit, in the Old Testament would call it the Shekinah glory.
除了这个神的创造之外，我们在神的本性里面，我们都见到，譬如好像他的这个显出来的那种的荣光。
This means that not only does the Holy Spirit dwell in our world, the Holy Spirit dwells amongst his people in community.
这个代表神不单只是他创造是存在，而是他在他的子民里面，他都是与他们同在。
So if we can go to the next slide, Dan, that would be awesome. Thank you. So amongst his people.
在他的子民、他的群体里面当中居住。
So if you know your Bible, or if you don't, that's fine. This passage of scripture is in the book of Exodus.
咁大家如果打开圣经睇呢个出埃及记咧，有一个故事喺呢个图画里边系出现。
Exodus 26 and 27.
喺出埃及记廿六至到廿七章。
And Exodus 34.
跟住喺出埃及记嘅三十四章
，You see this difference that now that God's presence isn't just in the world, but in the middle of the Israelite community.
而喺呢幅图画俾到大家睇就系话，不单止神喺佢嘅创造存在，而佢喺佢嘅子民嘅群体里边当中系居住。
It means that the community, at essence, the Israelites were defined and identified by God's presence.
而呢班嘅以色列民，佢哋点样得到佢独特嘅呢个身份呢？就因为神嘅好明显喺佢哋当中存在。
This is the same for you and me today.
呢个你同我都系一样嘅。
The only thing that makes you and I different than any other people group in the world is the Holy Spirit living in you as you submit to the Spirit.
呢个同我哋同其他人嘅分别咧，就系因为我哋愿意将我哋嘅生命。是交托，而神圣灵咧就喺我哋心里边咧居住，让到我哋同其他人有分别。
And in the Old Testament, especially up to the temple, the Holy Spirit or God's presence represented a fire during the night and a cloud during the day.
咁而由呢个嘅帐幕而演去至到呢个有圣殿嘅呢段时间咧，神嗰个灵咧系以佢嘅云柱、火柱咧嚟去彰显。
And God's presence represented success, prosperity, unity amongst each other, well-being, protection from enemies, and victory in their context.
咁而因为神嘅同在咧，我哋喺旧约里边见到神系俾过佢子民有成功啦，有繁荣啦，有同心啦，有好嘅健康啦，有佢嘅保护。保护他在免受这个的敌人的侵略 在战祸里面有这个的德性还有反映到他们在神的里面真的当中是得着很多的祝福。
Later on though, the people of God focused too much on the presence of the Holy Spirit rather than the presence of God.
在之后呢 You mean the New Testament?
Old Testament. So presence, like the things that the Holy Spirit gave us versus the presence see who he is.
在旧约的里面呢，那些人呢，是很着紧就是神的给他一些不同的东西，而忽略了是真的神他们那个同在的重要。
And this really happened in King Solomon's day and forward.
这个是由这个所罗门王开始之后我们都会见得到。
And this is why we need Jesus in our lives, because Jesus actually invites us through the power of forgiveness that the Holy Spirit now lives in the room of our own hearts.
所以这个是很重要，就是耶稣基督在我们生命里面，而我们可以得到他的宽恕，在圣灵里面得着能力。
So the Holy Spirit hovers around the cosmos.
我要见到圣灵在我们的宇宙上是这个的居住。
The Holy Spirit is active and working in our world every day and every moment.
而在每一刻每一时，圣灵都是不断的施行他这个的创造。
He dwells within a community of believers, including the church.
他在他的子民，包括教会里面，与他们一起的同在。
And because of Jesus, that now presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, can live in our own hearts.
而因为耶稣所作的事，所以我们可以在我们的心灵里面有圣灵这个同在。
So the question is, for you and I every day, how do we create room for the Holy Spirit to encounter our us?
那好了，那个问题就是我们每一天怎样的是为着遇见神去预备空间呢？
How can we experience the peace of God and wisdom and perspective and unity as followers of Jesus?
我怎样在因着耶稣基督，我们得着他的平安，祂的给我们的智慧，给我们的不同的祝福呢？
How can we experience purpose and meaning in a lonely world?
怎样在我们这个的孤单的世界里面是得着神给我们的目的和意思呢？
I'd like to suggest 5 things that we do here at Home Church that helps us encounter God.
我建议有五样东西给大家，可以我们作为这个 Home Church 的一份子去经历到这个的神。
First, we make room in our hearts by worshiping God through worship.
第一样呢，我哋藉着呢个敬拜，你系为遇见神咧预备空间。
At Home Church, there is actually 5 generations represented here today.
喺我哋嘅教会里边咧，总共有五代啊，都同堂啊。
And worship is expression in song and praise to experience God.
喺呢个敬拜里边，我哋藉着诗歌，藉着敬拜去经历到神。
And our songs that we just sing are blended. You might not know them all, but they're for all generations.
我们唱的诗歌可能大家意会不到，其实将我们的不同的世代呢是融合在一起。
This means that worship should be participated in or
敬拜呢其实是需要我们每个人的去参与。
So when we sing songs with our lips.
当我们唱诗歌的时候，我们要张开我们的嘴，要唱出诗歌出来。
We raise our hands out of act of adoration and honor to the Lord.
当我们举手的时候，是向神讲话，我们去多谢祂，同埋我们去仰望祂。
If I don't know the songs, I will pray or I worship Him with the songs that we sing.
如果我对诗歌不熟的话，我们仍然的去神的去感恩去赞美。
So if you're here today and you're like this,
如果你今日嚟到呢个嘅敬拜嘅时候，你翘埋双手，冇表情。
We're actually not participating in encountering God.
其实你系当中未必有参与经历到神嘅。
Because when we participate with God, God speaks to us His wisdom and ways.
因为当你去参与喺呢个敬拜嘅里边，神就系让你。去经历祂的同在。
And this leads us to the second principle about worship, is that worship is meant to be interactive.
第二样就是说，在敬拜里面其实是有互动的。
Worship is meant to be a two-way street with the Lord, but also with others.
这个其实是你和神之间是有互相的对话，你亦与身边的人一同的去敬拜，是有互动。
And I must say as a pastor that one moment hearing from the Holy Spirit can actually heal and set you free out of a lifetime of sin and darkness.
我作为你的牧师，我可以话俾你听，当你喺敬拜里边经历到神同你嘅呢个接触嘅时候，其实会深深嘅影响你，影响深远到你可能一生人系会带嚟好嘅果效。
I remember a very dark time where my brother passed away many years ago.
我仲记得好多年前我嘅弟弟系过身嘅时候。
Suddenly and tragically.
是很突然间，是很发生得很快。
He was supposed to be the best man at my wedding where I was getting married to Annick 6 months later.
他其实是应该在6个月之后就同是作为我的这个best man 伴郎，唔该晒，你应该做翻译嘅。
See, we're one in Christ. We're one in Christ. Yes. We're all interpreting at the same time.
I can ask for help anytime.
Me too, in tongues. And I remember in one service.
我记得有一次嘅呢个嘅聚会里边。
Now I must confess, sometimes as pastors, when we're in services, we're thinking about the service.
我告诉你，在这个聚会里面，作为你的牧师，我都是在想那个聚会的事。
We're thinking about who's there, who's not there.
我们想究竟谁会来这个聚会，谁不会来呢？
We're thinking about what to eat afterwards, just like you and I do.
我们会想究竟聚会之后会去哪里吃东西呢？跟你一样的，都是。
Or the bills you have to pay, like our mind wanders sometimes in worship.
或者这跟住边个找数啊？我嘅心思好多时都系被分散，好唔同嘅地方嘅事嘅里边。
And in this one particular Sunday, I was so busy.
但喺呢个礼拜日嘅里边咧，我系有非常多嘢要去处理。
I just finished a seminar with 60 parents.
我啱啱咧完成咗呢个嘅神学嘅呢个嘅会议咧，同60个呢个嘅家长咧系对话。
I was talking to my associate about sending 40 students that week to Thailand on a mission trip.
咁同一時候咧，我係為著要差派40個學生要去呢個嘅泰國宣教咧，要去處理呢啲事。
And in between the first and second service, I slip in the back just to enjoy worship for a bit, because then I got another meeting during the message.
咁就係呢個第一同埋第二堂崇拜嘅之間咧，我就出咗去咧，我就去嘗試專心去敬拜，因為之後咧又要開會。
And in that moment, the Holy Spirit speaks to me, even when I wasn't even searching for the Holy Spirit.
在那一刻的里面，其实我没有真正的话去问神什么，但是圣灵在那一刻跟我讲说话。
And God whispered to me about my brother's death.
他在那时候跟我讲关于我的弟弟离开的事。
And he said these words to me.
他这样跟我讲。
He said, Andy, I haven't just died for your sins.
他跟我讲，他说，我不单为着你的罪而死，
but I've died also for your pain.
我都仍然的为着你的伤痛而去死。
And there is an invitation in worship for me to give my pain over to the Lord.
而因为这个说话，所以我藉着这个的敬拜的里面，我将我的苦痛交托给主。
A need that I thought I always or already gave to the Lord, but the Holy Spirit brought it to light in worship.
我以为我已经将我的所有的事情，我的伤痛交托给神，但是这个的声音和我，圣灵和我再一次跟我说，你要再一次去交托，将你的不开心，你的伤痛交托给神。
And this is the attitude of worship, is that worship moves us off of ourselves and on to God.
就是了，敬拜呢，将我们的焦点呢，从我们摆在我们自己身上，而去到神的身上。
So I encourage you, friends, when you come to worship the Lord on Sunday, it's an opportunity for you to encounter God afresh.
就是当我们在敬拜的里面，其实大家要留意，就是我们再一次去经历到神。
But we also make room to encounter God through God's word or the scriptures.
我们同样，我们让我们去为神去预备空间，因为当我们聆听神的话语的时候，我们会遇见神。
In a world of instant information,
在这个世界充满了不同的知识。
The information of God in this word is transformative.
在这个圣经里面，看见的神的话语是可以改变到我们的生命。
This word is absolutely the best way to encounter God.
这本圣经是最好的方法，我们经历到神。
You see, the Old Testament was written on scrolls or on papyrus.
大家可能不知道，就是旧约的这个的怎样的去传递的呢，是用这个书卷，是用一些叫做紫砂草的纸，去那时候很久之前用的方法去传流。
Great job, Tony. Can we give a round of applause to Tony? Thank you, Tony, for putting up with me.
Thank you for your help.
The New Testament was written in papyrus, but it wasn't written in scrolls. It was written in book format, page to page, like this.
You talk about old days,
the new testament. Okay, old days or the New Testament.
Okay, 但咧新约咧就唔系用呢啲嘅喺一面嘅纸里边写，而系两边嘅纸都有写，成为咗一本书。
And so the reason the followers of Jesus, the early church, did this is because papyrus was so expensive to get.
因为咧当其时喺 在耶稣的时代那些门徒啦，是如果要用翻旧式的方法，用呢个紫砂草嚟纸嚟写嘅话咧，系非常昂贵，所以佢用一个新嘅方法写喺两边，可以平啲。
It was the earliest followers of Jesus too that codex the Bible, where let's say Mark 3:10, that was never something that scriptures had. They did that so that you could have easy access to God's word.
咁就系当其时，因为有啲嘅有啲嘅字句可能係一啲嘅版本係冇，但係因為用呢個方法嘅時候，佢哋將一啲嘅聖經嘅一啲嘅嘅文字咧，可以繼續用呢個新嘅方法去傳流。
In the new early church narrative, having a letter from Paul was like having a Bitcoin today.
試諗下，當其時啲人可以，啲人可以喺手裏邊可以拿到。这个的保罗的书信就好像现今现在的人可以拿这个的这个比特币一样那么开心。
Something really expensive. I don't know what it is. So we know that when it comes to following Jesus, the word of God has deep value to encounter God.
因为当其时的人知道当他们手上可以拿到本圣经的话，他们就是可以经历到神。
The third thing that we encounter God with is through relationships.
而第三样我哋点样可以遇见神呢？就系透过我哋同人嘅关系。
And here at Home Church, it is radical or intentional hospitality.
而我哋作为嘅教会，其一个好重要嘅一个元素咧，就系我哋同人有一个好热情嘅一个嘅款待佢哋，去欢迎佢哋。
Think of Jesus.
试谂下耶稣。
And the hospitality of Jesus.
就是耶稣他怎样去款待人呢？
And a famous passage of scripture in John 3 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, hospitality, he gave to the world.
就在约翰福音三章十六节，他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。这个是反映出神那种对人那种的欢迎。
And that relational hospitality was to encounter relationship with God.
就是这种的款待就是当我们经历到神的时候我们可以得到。
To have eternal life or everlasting life.
就是有这个的永生。
Not to condemn but to save.
而不去是 去定人的罪，而是在当中得着救恩。
This is a great motivation when we invite people into hospitality.
这个就是我们为什么要做这些事情的个推动力，就是让人去经历到神那种的款待。
So 2 weeks ago we had car free day here.
两个礼拜之前咧，我哋喺有呢个无车日。
We opened up the doors for the police officers and for the leadership and volunteers of car free day.
我哋打开我哋嘅教会，俾嗰度嘅义工咧，甚至警察咧，有唔同嘅人咧，可以使用我哋教会嘅设施。
And some people find it hard to go to church because you have closed roads and it was raining that day.
咁有啲人咧可能觉得啊，嗰日好唔方便，因为咧明街又封咗，我哋好难去到教会。
And we opened up our facilities for no agenda whatsoever, other than to build relationship.
但系我哋嗰日咧，其实系好愿意嘅去打开你教会，系冇任何嘅一啲嘅想得到啲咩，就只系想服侍我哋呢个嘅社区。
And so we opened up the blue house. We bought some.Donuts and some coffee and tea for them to enjoy.
咁喺我哋嘅呢个嘅蓝屋里边咧，我哋预备咗一啲嘅食物同埋呢啲饮品俾大家去用。
And then it started to pour rain. Do you remember for those that were here?
但喺两个礼拜日嘅时候，大家记唔记得嗰日有落雨咧？系落起好大阵雨。
People were like racing under our roof.
啲人咧喺我哋嘅，因为见到我哋有嘢遮咧，咁所以特登嘅涌埋嚟咧去避雨。
I had two police officers take, well not take, borrow our umbrellas. That's out in the foyer.
咁咧有两位警察咧，因为大雨得滞咧，喺我哋教会度咧就借咗两把遮咧去用。
The organizers and the leaders raced to the Blue House basement.
咁而有当中嘅一啲嘅负责去筹办嘅人咧，就喺我哋嘅蓝屋里边咧就利用我哋嘅呢个空间。
And after the second service, there was a bunch of socks laying everywhere, trying to dry out in the Blue House basement.
咁啊，有啲人咧，因为大雨咧，搞到对袜湿咗，所以咧就除咗出嚟咧，就喺我哋嘅蓝屋里边咧晾干。
Hospitality is sometimes messy, isn't it?
咁有时咧要去欢迎人咧，有多时
都会 It's about
real life people. 又系有啲嘅乱糟糟嘅会。
Jesus came to the world for messy people.
因为其实耶稣来呢都是找一些寻找一些乱糟糟的人。
But no joke, at the end of the day, all the organizers thanked us to opening up these doors.
但是完了之后真的不是讲笑，他们个个都来到去多谢我们去款待他们。
Christine was there. She was part of that process.
Christine,
and Rocky.
同埋 Rocky 都有當中咧，去邀請，唔係去歡迎佢哋去。
We had police officers come to us say thank you for opening up your church. What's your church about?
咁咧有警察咧就嚟話：哦，多謝你哋教會啊，去打開你哋嘅門，去讓我哋可以使用。
We had others come to us and say, "Hey, I've never been to church, but what are you all about?"
咁有啲人咧好，即係有啲即係想問一下啊，你哋教會究竟係做啲乜嘅咧？我未去過教會嘅喎。
Another organizer said, "Hey, are you the manager of these facilities? Do you have an Airbnb? Because I'd love to have that Airbnb in the blue house."
咁有人同我講：你係咪喺度做㗎？係咪做管理㗎？我有興趣喎，喺你個藍屋度，可唔可以喺嗰度租幾日住啊
？It's such a great space on Main and 18th.
佢話呢個喺 Main 嘅地方有一個咁舒適嘅地方，真係好啊！
And no joke, we had dozens and dozens and dozens of conversations in relationship just simply because we opened up our doors to the community.
这个不是讲笑，我们那天打开我们的门去欢迎不同的人来的时候，跟着我们衍生了有很多对不同的人的对话，我们之后跟他们有好好的交谈。
I call it heavenly hospitality.
我讲话这个好像从
From John 3:16 and 17,Hospitality with no strings attached, other than to build relationship.
喺正如好似约翰福音三章十六至十七节就话，一个从天上嚟嘅对人一个嘅款待欢迎，让佢哋可以得到神嘅嗰种嘅永生。
Could you create space in the room of your own heart to build relationship?
你愿唔愿意去打开你嘅心，制造一个空间，让神喺当中系有佢嘅同在喺你里边呢？
All you have to do is invite someone to the pumpkin patch.
其实很简单的，只是不过是欢迎他在下个礼拜六来到我们这个南瓜田的节目。
Let the pastoral staff love people if you have a hard time loving people.
如果你不懂怎样跟人去讲或者怎样去爱他们的话，就交给我们牧师去做吧。
But we can all invite someone.
但我们每个人都可以欢迎不同的人去参加这个的节目。
And guess what the community loves about our pumpkin patch?
但是我们的社区，他们有很好的，对于我们的这个南瓜田有很好的回应，他们都喜欢参加这个活动。
You get a free pumpkin.
你可以免费的拿走一个大大的南瓜。
This is important because nothing is free in the city, friends.
其实你要知道，这里没有东西是免费的，但是我们教会相反就是免费的给这些南瓜人。
The community comes and talks to us, say, hey, we're coming to the pumpkin patch because there's all these...signs everywhere. Hey, do you have free pumpkins again?
啲人咧就问：哇，你哋咪再搞呢个南瓜田活动啊？系咪有免费嘅南瓜可以攞啊？个个人都喺度问。
That's where our intentional generosity around hospitality comes in.
就系我哋点样嘅藉着呢啲活动去彰显到呢啲嘅我哋嘅同人嘅呢个嘅慷慨。
I encourage you to pray and think about how you can invite someone.
我希望鼓励大家。我们下个礼拜六有这个南瓜田的活动的时候，为着这件事去祷告，邀请不同的人去参加。
The fourth way we encounter God is by serving others.
而第四样我们怎样去遇见神呢？就是去服侍他人。
This is a new concept actually because we live in a world that wants to be served. Just like Jesus' day, but Jesus says to serve others.
这个其实一个新的一个的意念就是说，很多时候我们愿意很想人家去服侍我。而不是去服侍其他人。
And the last one is we make room to encounter God by sharing Jesus with those who do not know Jesus yet.
而第五样呢，我们怎样去藉着跟一些未认识耶稣的人呢，去分享耶稣，去预备一个空间去遇见神。
This is not just about creating room to encounter God in this room, but to create room for others to encounter God.
这个呢不单只是预备地方我们可以经历神，但是预备一个地方让其他人都可以经历到神。
The fancy word for this is called evangelism.
如果用一个很简单的词语就是同人传福音。
And let me share with you really quickly that evangelism in our day is relational over transactional.
我想跟大家讲就是我们这个现今的这个传福音就是去跟人建立关系。而不是做一个交易。
Just like the Word of God was so valuable and people would steal Bibles back in Jesus' day, actually.
当在耶稣的时代呢，因为这个圣经是很难得到，所以呢，啲人呢是很着重，甚至乎会偷圣经。
But the highest form of value in today's society is relational, quality relationships.
而其实在现今这个最有价值的东西呢，就是一个很好的一个关系。
And relational evangelism, especially when it comes to younger generations like our grandkids or our families, is exemplified by action, not necessarily our words.
在这个后生的一代，如果跟他们要传福音，其实是藉着关系。因为当我们传福音的时候，我们应该以行动为榜样，而不是单单只是讲而已。
It's one thing to invite someone close to us to a pumpkin patch.
如果我们跟我们一些人熟，是邀请他们参加这些南瓜田的活动。
But it's another thing to love your spouse well.
但是另外一样，怎样能够去爱你的伴侣呢？这个是第二回事。
Or to love your kids well.
或者能够好好的爱你的儿女呢，也是第二回事。
Or to be Jesus with those around us.
或者是藉着耶稣去爱他身边的人。
Because preach the gospel at all times, if necessary, use words, is something that's extremely important for today's society.
因为呢，这句说话，他说随时要传福音呢，若有必要呢，先要用话语去讲啫。
And evangelism today is to show the Savior by example, but not being secular, being like the world.
在现今的传福音呢，其实应该是以身作则的，去将我们的救主去显明，而不是用一些世俗的方法去做。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward.
我邀请我们敬拜队上到台前。
I want to encourage you today that evangelism and creating room to encounter God is an everyday reality.
我想告诉大家，当我们说讲传福音，以及我怎样的去营造空间去遇见神，其实是一个真实的事。
And if you know me, I told you a story once about sharing Jesus at my high school during my valedictorian message.
或者我大家都曾经听过，当我在中学的时候，我是有个演讲，在藉着这个演讲，我将这个福音去传开。
And just last week, a secular friend reached out to me and put it on their social media platform.
在刚刚的过去这个的礼拜，这位的中学同学，他这样在他的社交媒体这样讲。
That after, he said this, after 44 years of living, I have finally given my life to Jesus.
他说呢，我呢已经是44岁了，但呢，我现在今日最终我将我的生命交托给我们的主耶稣。
How exciting is that?
这个是何等令人振奋的消息。
That the revelation of Jesus meets someone and they respond accordingly.
当神的这个的启示在人心里面是种下种子的时候，他们就作出回应。
Do you know that can happen in your family?
你知不知道这件事可以在你们的家庭发生呢？
It can happen in my family.
也可以在我的家庭发生。
It can happen in our neighborhood.
也可以在我们社区的周围都有人发生。
Our city and our world.
在我们的城市，在我们的世界里面发生。
But I want to encourage you today that these things happen when we create room for God to move.
这些事情怎样发生，我想大家留意，就是我们愿意的去营造一个空间。
We don't have to manipulate or force or try to control God.
我们不需要的尝试去营造，或者尝试的去做一些不同的事情，去逼这些事，有这些事情发生。
We submit, we commit, and we invite.
我们是将我们是去交托，我们去委身，我们去交给神。
For God to move.
让神在当中，在这个空间里面工作。
And the great thing about the Holy Spirit is that when He moves, we move with Him.
就是当神在当中动工的时候，我们随着祂去同行。
Meaning He opens the door of people's hearts.
就是说祂打开人的心。
He creates opportunity to work and mend and to heal.
他在当中在人的心里面工作，让人是得到医治。
He does the impossible.
他在我们当中做一些我们不能够做的事。
When we do the possible.
因为我们是做不到。
I'm going to ask you to stand today.
我邀请大家一同起立。
And even in the seat that you are in,
或者大家坐在你的座位里面，
I want you to ask yourself, how can I invite the Holy Spirit in the rooms of my life?
你去发问就话点样可以营造个空间，让圣灵喺你生命里边可以有佢嘅同你相遇咧
？In worship, in scripture，
喺藉着呢个嘅敬拜，藉着我哋睇你主你嘅话语
，in right relationship with one another，
与人嘅一个关系里边
，in serving and evangelism，
藉着服侍他人，藉着与人分享福音。
How are you creating space for the Holy Spirit to move in your life?
怎样的去营造个空间，好使圣灵喺当中系与你相遇。
And we're going to ask the prayer team to come forward.
我邀请我哋嘅代祷团喺我哋嘅上到前边嚟。
If that's you today, we're going to pray with you.
如果呢个系你嘅话，我哋与你一齐嘅祷告。
But maybe you have a special need today.
或许你有其他特别嘅需要。
Maybe you need faith for God to answer a need.
或者你需要有信心，好使你可以回应神。
Maybe you're here today and you try to manage rather than just submit to the Lord.
或许你呢个时候系尝试去管理你呢个嘅需要，而唔系去将呢件事去交托俾神。
And that you just need to create space and room for God to encounter you.
你是需要营造一个空间，让神在你当中有他的工作。
So today we're going to open this room as a prayer room.
我们让这个的礼堂成为一个的祷告的地方。
And let's invite the Holy Spirit to encounter us today.
让圣灵在我们当中，好使我们能够遇见他。
So Holy Spirit, we invite you.
圣灵，我邀请你。
We call out to you today.
我们向你呼求。
That we would encounter you afresh.
我们再一次的是与你相遇。
That you would do the impossible in our lives.
你会在我们的生命里面做一些不可能的事。
As we do the possible with you.
当我们在你里面可以做一些可能的事的时候。
And that we would bring our requests, our needs, our families, those that are far from God to you today.
我们将我们的需要，将一些我们未认识主的家人都带在你的主的面前。
We ask you not only to move in our lives, but to move in our church, in our neighborhood, in our city.
我们不单只求你在我们生命里面去动工，我们都求主在我们的邻舍、我们的城市里面动工。
We ask you that you would soften hearts that don't know you yet to encounter Jesus through home church.
我们为到一些未认识你，求主在他们的心里面是软化，好使他们能够去认识到边位系主耶稣。
And Lord, would faith rise?
我哋都求主你嘅信心，让我哋嘅信心提升。
Would confidence rise?
我哋嘅对你嘅呢个嘅信任系提升。
That you meet every need.
你系即系嗰位能够满足我哋各样需要嘅神。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名求。
So as we sing, let God speak to you.
当我哋去敬拜嘅时候，让圣灵向你讲说话，让。求主你带领，
Let's worship together.
让我们继续的敬拜。